this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 189 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I know it's been a minute since I've done a podcast. Schedules changed, things changed. I'm up in Canada. I'm doing Just for Laughs. I'm hosting the Ethnic Show. I really got to send out an apology to all the people up in the Seattle area. I had to cancel my gig at Parlor Live, and I also had to cancel my gig in Atlanta because I'm up here. A friend got sick, and I'm hosting the Ethnic Show. So that's what's going on. It has been a pleasure to be in Canada. It has been, it's like a break, you know? It's funny. It's different. I love Canada. Anyone who knows me knows that. I love coming up here. I love the Just for Laughs Festival. But just seeing the difference, for example, the news. So here in Canada, the people are reasonable and, for the most part, peaceful, I guess. You know, and you just hear things you don't hear in the United States. I'll give you an example. Last week, I was doing morning publicity on the news here in Montreal. And there was a story about they have some vigilante group out in Western Canada protecting the border, you know, like our crazy militias, Minutemen, whatever they call themselves, that were down in Arizona. And the host of the news, the anchor person said, this group who I'm not even going to give the courtesy of a name, this group of racists out in Western Canada. And I love that. Imagine being that honest on the news in the U.S., just calling them what they are, a group of racists who aren't allowed to protect the border, just some racist vigilantes. I mean, it was beautiful to hear. Stories I haven't heard since I've been in Canada. Haven't heard anything about Canadian police beating up or killing people for no reason. No story about a Canadian police officer beating a homeless woman with a club. That if you saw that video of that beating in Atlanta, the horrific beating is bad enough, but then you look at the people who still cling to, well, she didn't comply. How do you comply? How do you comply when you're laying on the floor being beaten with a club and you're not putting your arm behind your back because you're trying to protect your head from the billy club? Again, just doesn't happen up here. And they are not a fractured country. So I've literally had to explain to the best of my ability, because there's really no way to explain, but the Trump phenomenon and the fact that we have two countries, right? We have the coasts who are one country, and then we have the middle and the south, the Trump supporters, who are another country. Not saying all of the middle and the south supports Trump, nor is it all of the coasts don't support Trump. But that's basically the divide, two countries. They're fascinated by it. Healthcare, they have it here. Country hasn't collapsed. God has not smited them. As a matter of fact, you know Canada's biggest problem? Their Prime Minister Trudeau, way too good looking. That's their big problem. This man, just, he looks too good. Listen, it's difficult for me to do the podcast because I'm tired. You know I'm tired of saying the same old thing. What am I going to talk about? Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with the Russians? You know who was at that meeting? Apparently, everyone was at that meeting except you and me. You and me were the only people not at that meeting. But you can't even not know about it, but the emails came out that he was offered a meeting by a Russian lawyer who had ties to the government and the hacks and the information, you know, offering information on Hillary Clinton. And then the Trumps came out with all these stories. I didn't know about it. I just was curious. It's politics, blah, blah, blah. It's bullshit. It's a lie. They're lying. And they're getting caught in the lies. They're getting caught up in the lies over and over. So So the Trumps claim that information, you got to have information. We have all information. That's business. You can't do business without information. And at the same time, out of the other side of their mouth, they claim, I didn't know. It's the beauty of being a Republican. You can talk out of both sides of your mouth. Side note, Ann Coulter, the liberals and their victim mentality, minorities and their victim mentality. Everyone's a victim. Got bumped out of her seat at Delta, been whining like a bitch all weekend, playing, ready, wait for it, victim. But nobody cares. And this whole Trump the latest part of the Trump. Is there anyone who questions whether or not the Trump campaign knew about Russia, was in contact with Russia? Well, yeah, there is two groups of people who still don't believe it. That would be the Senate and the Congress, who refuse to comment on it, who act like, what? Russia? Never heard of it. And again, it's the same old thing, and I'm sorry for saying the same old thing, but if you just reversed it, can you imagine if anyone in Hillary Clinton's campaign had contact with a Russian lawyer? They would literally be yelling treason. They would be tying a rope from a tree in front of the White House, getting ready to hang people like it's 1708 for treason. But Donald Trump and his group, they know nothing. They are like Colonel Klink in Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing. Look it up, kids. It was a funny show. It's a funny reference. Anyway, I'm not going to go into it any more than that. We know that the Trumps are lying. We know that they were in touch with the Russian lawyers. We know the Russian lawyer was in touch with the Russian government. We know everyone was at that meeting, and like I say, except you and me. And you might have been there. I wasn't there. I was doing a gig somewhere. You might have been there. I don't even know if you weren't at the meeting. This whole thing is ridiculous. Moving on to healthcare, another evil. And here, I'm going to talk about this because I love how the Republicans have to fix everything in secret. They have to be secret meetings. So McConnell, the Senate leader who couldn't get healthcare passed before the 4th of July, waited till after the 4th of July to have some more secret meetings to figure out how to change it. And what happens? A senator gets sick, right? McCain has to have surgery. And God bless McCain. I've said this before. I met him. I think he's way too old to still have the job. And I met him years ago. No disrespect. The man's just very old. This is why there should be term limits in the Senate. You shouldn't be in the Senate for 30 years or more. It's ridiculous. But anyway, he had to have surgery. So the beautiful irony of not being able to hold your secret vote to do away with health care for millions because one of your people is having surgery. And you're going to tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor? Absolutely. Good one, God. I like it. Not like the idea of McCain suffering, but the irony is a beautiful thing. So the secret vote apparently won't take place. They've lost more support of the Republicans. They refuse to even talk to the Democrats. That's the beauty of it. Like, we have to meet in secret. I mean, it's like kids, you know, like the treehouse. I forget what comic strip it was. I know Calvin and Hobbes did it. I think Dennis the Menace did it too. I try to reach out to all generations in my references, where they had the treehouse where girls weren't allowed. You know, this is the Senate. This is their, we don't allow Democrats in our treehouse. We're coming up with an idea of our own. Their latest idea, let's just do away with Obamacare and come up with a plan over the next 2 years. Yeah, we're gonna just replace it with nothing, because we have nothing, because we have no idea. Where's Donald Trump in all this? Watching a golf tournament. Watching the women's golf tournament at his golf course and those poor women having to answer questions about his stupid ass. Ugh. So getting back to this we do things in secret, here's another one. In Texas, the governor and the lieutenant governor are trying this anti-transgender bathroom bill thing again, because you know transgender people going to the bathroom is a major issue that ruins these people's lives for some reason. So Governor Greg Abbott and conservative lieutenant governor Dan Patrick's are going to have a specially convened session of the Texas legislature just to vote on transgender bathroom identity. They're also going to bring up anti-abortion measures, school finance reform, and mail-in ballot fraud. So it's four bullshit issues, okay? They say that the transgender bathroom thing is somehow to protect people from sexual predators, but they won't say how that works, like how is it protecting anyone from predators, et cetera, et cetera. And again, the only victims of sexual predators in the transgender bathroom issue are the actual transgender people, because if you're a man who transes to a woman and you have to use a men's room, you get raped. That's what happens. The trans people suffer. more anti-abortion measures? Really, Texas? Are there any left? Is there any more you can add to that? School finance reform, meaning somehow they'll take money from public schools, and mail-in ballot fraud, which I think has been proven repeatedly. The only fraud in a ballot is the Russians being involved. And again, this has to be in a special session, because in the normal legislative session, their anti-transgender bathroom bill was voted down. So this is how they operate. The people say, no, we don't want that. We don't want the bad publicity. We don't want to lose billions and billions of dollars in business and conventions and so on, like North Carolina did, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're like, well, we'll have a secret session. We'll have a little special session and we'll only vote on this. It's bullshit and cowardice and ignorance. And again, it's nice being in Canada. I honestly cannot go. I almost can't go any deeper on my podcast. It's like nothing. I don't even know what else to talk to you about. I wish I had something. Let me tell you, I'm having so much fun being up here. I love this Just for Laughs Festival so much. It's literally 3 weeks of comics doing comedy. You know what show I'm hosting? I'm hosting an ethnic show. I'm not even sure we could do this show in the United States. People are so sensitive. The ethnic show is different comics of different ethnicities joking about ourselves and each other. It's a brilliant lineup on the show. Vladimir Cabano is a Dominican guy. He's hilarious. Mike Ritta, a Portuguese-Canadian guy, hilarious. The Doo-Wops, an Italian comedy duo, absolutely hilarious. Steve Byrne had a TV show on TBS for a couple of years, super funny Asian guy. And Jessica Kirsten, who I love, hilarious Jewish woman from New York, and I host it. And we're having a ball, and we laugh at everybody, and we laugh at each other. And it's a beautiful thing. So that's what I'm up here doing. I'm sorry, I'm not going to keep going with this podcast. I'm not going to run it into the ground. I'm not going to sit up here and talk about these Trump bullshit issues over and over. But I will tell you probably my favorite news story this week. Nevada officials have declared a state of emergency over marijuana. There's not enough of it. Nevada legalized marijuana, and I've said this before, the only battle in legalizing marijuana is dividing up the money. Well, one of the ways they divided up the money to keep the alcohol industry happy is they passed a rule that alcohol distributors had to distribute the marijuana. In other words, there were growers and there were sellers, but the middleman, the one who takes it from one to another, had to be alcohol distributors. And guess what? There were no, there's 50 dispensaries. They've been licensed to sell pot, weed, marijuana, but no alcohol people have been approved to transport it. Consequently, there's legal marijuana, but the dispensaries can only sell what they have. They can't restock. They can't re-up. They can't get the re-up. Man, didn't they watch The Wire? Didn't they watch The Wire? You got to get the package. Someone got to bring the package. They don't have no one to bring the package. So as we speak, they may be out of weed right now. I don't know. Good luck getting high in Nevada. Isn't that amazing? Nevada, beautiful Nevada, where everything is legal, sort of, somehow. Prostitution, gambling, now weed. And we don't have enough weed. We can't get the weed to the weed spot. What a shame. Only in America. Only in America. So I'm going to check back with you next week. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Who's paying attention? I'm sorry. I'm really not. I'm enjoying Canada. I hope you're enjoying wherever you are. I hope you're having a pleasant summer vacation. I hope you didn't get bumped out of your exit row seat and have to attack Delta. Isn't that funny? Me defending an airline? Yeah, I'll flip. I'll flip and flop if it's pissing off Ann Coulter. If you're pissing off Ann Coulter, I'm on your side. Thank you, Delta. Thank you for listening. It's a short podcast. I don't have a lot to go into. I love you. I hope you're having a good time wherever you are. Turn off the news. It's summertime. Guess what? They're not doing anything. They're not doing anything. The only person working right now is Mueller. Mueller is knee-deep in Trump ass. Special investigator, special prosecutor, special counsel, whatever you want to call him, he's on it, and he's doing a good job. Congress and the Senate, they're having secret meetings on how to have a secret meeting about not doing shit. So I hope the Democrats somehow figure out how to use this in the midterm elections. But that's a long time from now. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to talk about you having a good time. Hell, come up to Montreal. Come up to Montreal, because next week it is going to be the funniest place on earth. They call it Just for Laughs. Thank you.